Hello! I am here today with the one and only Letizia Azario.
What's up?
Yeah. So,
I'm hello, just Bryson. Gonna,
hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
How was your day today?
Very good. Close
to your face. So, I've heard recently that you've been a vegan for about 2 years now. How's that like, and how's your daily routine going?
So, yeah, I have been a vegan for 2 years, Bryson, that's correct. You know what? I don't really like talking about it very much, so I'm just going to end this here and now.
Oh, right. So...
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, but I'm a quiet vegan. Like, I only tell people if I have to. There's some people who, they have these diets and then they bore everyone's senses with them and they get very weird about what they, and I'm not really like that. So, for example, when we're in Italy this summer, I didn't eat meat, but because it's a diet that's primarily meat and cheese, I had to compromise and have a little bit of cheese. And it actually made my psoriasis, the reason I'm not eating any dairy or meat, it actually made it get flare up and get a bit bad again. Psoriasis is a skin condition I have on my head. So I regretted it. But otherwise, there were literally, you'd go out to eat and there would be nothing to eat except pasta, which is fine, but not always. Or salad, maybe. So if I find myself in a situation where I have to compromise, I will with the cheese and the dairy a little bit, but not with the meat. I'm over that completely now.
Nice. So
yeah.
So you're not one of those vegans that tell everyone they're vegans and their lifestyle is about being vegan?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm a vegan to just try and keep this skin condition I have in order. But I wouldn't eat meat now. But I still cook meat for the family. For Ito and his sister and my husband, and then when we're with the other kids, I absolutely have no problem cooking meat, but I don't feel that I want to eat it myself now. I was just telling Ito that I saw a video on Facebook. I came to Facebook pretty late in life, a couple of years ago as well, and there was a video of this chicken. I think I've told you this story already, but there's the video of a chicken, and he was being petted by a man. And when the man took his hand away, the chicken took his beak and put it back on his back to be petted. And he did it about 5 times.
Wow.
So it really made me think, if chickens can feel that much, then, you know, perhaps I ought not to be eating them. And already I wasn't eating much meat anyway. So, so now I'm off.
Wait, so tell me about the psoriasis and how, like, being vegan changed it.
So I've suffered with this condition for about 20 years. And some people have it all over their body in really horrible red scales, incredibly itchy. I actually had a friend at drama school who, she was the most beautiful girl, but she had it all over her body. So she almost looked like a cheetah, you know, but the patches being red as opposed to, you know, brown or orange or whatever. Anyway, so I had it on my head and I was just using conventional stuff to try and calm it. So going to a dermatologist, a skin doctor, who would then prescribe something and then I'd try it and then, but it never went. It was always there and it's really itchy. And so then I was on the web and I went into a page, into another page, another chat room, and came across a lady who'd said that she'd become a vegan. And thought, and people were kind of responding to, oh, that's so extreme, I could never do that. And she said, well, I've done it, and it made a difference. And so after I read that, I was in Bali at the time, and it took about 3 months, and then it completely went. So it was a bit like an amen miracle moment. It was incredible. I tried everything that doctors had prescribed in Italy, in New York, in England, 3 places that we lived. And then this, changing my diet, made, you know, it got rid of it. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
That's crazy. I mean, psoriasis must be hard to deal with.
Well, it's very itchy.
Yeah.
It's like having a constant itch.
So
sometimes you can't sleep at night.
So that is basically the reason you became vegan.
It is.
And how does it like change your lifestyle? How did it change your lifestyle from going from eating like cheeses and meats to not being able to eat any of that stuff?
Yeah, but I think it's a bit like anything. It's a bit like any decision you make in life. Once you sort of make that decision, it's quite easy. I didn't have a problem with it. I can't whine. Yeah. I wish I could kind of whine on, go, oh, it's so difficult. It wasn't. I just decided that's what I was going to do. And I did it. And I don't, and I really try not to bore people with it, which doesn't help you with your podcast. But, you know, look, people, I'm not one of them, but people have, you know, there's vegan cheeses you can have, and there's many kind of alternatives.
Vegan burgers.
Which are deadly, but you can.
Wait, what?
They're not very nice. They taste, yeah. Why, do you like them?
No, I've never actually tried one, so.
Okay. try one.
I think what's really important is that before we came to Bali, my mom, she went through a bit of a, like, she thought she was going through menopause. So if you could explain what menopause is and...
For sure. So menopause is when a woman ends their monthly cycle.
Okay.
And menopause... Which is the period. So the period. You stop having your periods. He knows that. You stop having your periods, but... What accompanies that is all these terrible sort of symptoms. Your body sort of rages, and often women can go mental. They often pack their suitcases, leave their husbands, you know, begin to hate their children. That I did already. Yeah. But it's a real. It can really be a critical time for a woman, and women do suffer, and lots of marriages split up at around that time. And I was. And I went to see various doctors. I went to see one that was meant to be, you know, brilliant. And she actually ended up prescribing hormone replacement, which I didn't want to take. So I tried to deal with this, you know, really naturally with minerals, did a ton of research, minerals, vitamins, and managed to change the state I was in, that and also moving from New York to a place like Bali.
Yeah.
So the stress levels altered. And I feel like I managed to... you know, go from the rough place I was in, where I was feeling, you know, really moody and pissed off and aggressive, but I think that I'm not sure that's about diet necessarily. I think that's more about the vitamin and minerals. But I suppose that your point is that it's interesting that you're not taking medication. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So how did the move to Bali, like, impact the way that you became a vegan? Like, did it, do you think it was easier to become a vegan in Bali?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think it's so much easier here. Well, you know, the fresh, so first of all, you know, coming from New York, where you'd buy a piece of broccoli for $6-$7, you know, and then...
Yeah.
I mean, we used to go to a shop called Whole Foods in New York, and we go once a week. And, I mean, we're talking like almost, we're a family of seven there, but like almost $1,000 on food a week.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of peaches would be four. I mean, it was outrageous. So what it allows you to do here is eat a lot more fruit and veg, which if you're a vegan is primarily what you turn to.
Yeah.
So... I'm not sure, maybe I would have been able to do it there, but I don't know that I would necessarily have even had the time to contemplate it.
Yeah.
You know, life was so hectic there, I probably never would have read the article about this woman becoming a vegan. I would have just had to stick with the medication and leave it at that. So I think coming here allowed me to really take the time to perhaps explore other possibilities.
Also, there's, like, a big community of vegans here in Bali, and, like...
I don't know any of them.
You don't know any of them, so...
No.
Okay.
Who are they?
I mean, there's... Ubud.
That's well, what, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's the thing. Yeah.
I'd love to know.
Well, I just basically ate whatever's on my plate.
Did your mum do the cooking?
Sometimes. Sometimes my mum does the cooking, and then other times we just go out.
Yeah.
And then, like, whatever I feel like, I basically just eat it. Because I'm active anyway, so...
For sure.
I don't really, like, gain weight at all. I just, like... If I eat heaps, I just, like, put it off instantly.
Now,
it's not, like, the fact that...
You're trying to gain muscle now, right? Like, muscle mass.
Yeah.
In different parts of your body.
Are you?
And, what foods have you noticed really help you with that?
If you notice any...
High protein.
Yeah.
Fat. Low carb.
No. Low carb.
Low.
In class, we were speaking about how... In class, we were speaking about how some marathon runners and stuff make their bodies fat-burning machines.
Now, how do they do that?
Because they...
What are they eating?
Well, I guess they're just not eating carbs. Because carbs...
I'm so surprised.
Well, I mean, after a while of training your body... Yeah, after a while of training your body to just take in the fat, then it will automatically just go to the fat. Before that happens, you need to, like, reduce your carb intake by a heap so that your mind just, like, trains your body to burn the fat instead of the...
Okay, so what would that look like, a fat diet? Would you have to be a meat eater?
If you want. You don't have to be.
How would you do it if you were a vegan?
Because
you're not having, you're only, there's, I don't think we're consuming any fats.
No,
olives.
Unless
it's fats from, okay.
Olives, avocado.
Almonds, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I wonder how that would be.
So, can you talk about your BJJ again?
Yes.
And how being vegan affected... Like,
I see, you don't feel you got the right answer,
no,
because
you said, like, it. You were tired.
Yeah, I was. I was tired initially. But then I also said I can't really say if that's to do with age or the fact that I'm, you know, fighting against such young people. And it's a really hard training, even for young people. I mean, Isla did an hour on Saturday, and he was absolutely...
Dog, I almost died.
Getting a little bit fat now.
So it's really, you know, it's a really hard workout. I don't know. I know I feel okay now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel all right with the diet now.
All right.
And I feel like I have it balanced out. And apparently, you know, there's lots of people say there's so many athletes and, you know...
Kyrie Irving.
Huh?
Kyrie Irving.
Who's that?
He's an NBA player.
Who's a vegan?
He's a vegan.
Yeah.
Plant-based diet.
And but how old is he, do you know?
He's like 25.
Wow. So I suppose it's... Yeah, I don't know. I can't rave about it. Like, I mean, you know, because I think also mine was done for... You know, I drink wine.
Yeah.
And occasionally I shouldn't. Occasionally I smoke cigarettes. So it's not that I'm just someone who's obsessed with...
Being healthy.
Healthy.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I do have... I am a social smoker.
So could you...
Trying to stop, but I haven't been for years. When I had the kids, I never smoked. So it's something I've kind of come to later in life.
Yes.
You know?
Simple.
Could you tell me the, the benefits of being a vegan and also, like, the downsides of being a vegan? Which is, I know...
Well, the benefits... Well, I mean... The benefits for the, on, you know, the bigger picture, I'm not eating meat, so, you know, my footprint is potentially smaller than people.
That's
who
a
are.
Big thing.
Yeah, it's, that's a big thing. But the benefits, I don't know what the benefits in my case have been to get rid of this one particular thing, but I don't know if I necessarily feel that it's been so beneficial.
Okay.
You know?
So, yeah, well then can you talk about the downsides of being a vegan?
The downsides are, for me, I think the big thing has been cheese and when we're in Italy and, you know, Parmigiano and Gorgonzola and, you know, there's such a huge variety of cheeses there and not really being able to eat those.
So, like, the limitations on food.
I think that probably, the limitation. Okay. Or if you have a bit, you know, you just have the tiniest bit and everybody else is really knocking it back and you can't really. Yeah, you
I
do.
Can't.
he's like that with cheese.
So
they used to call me Mr. Cheese.
He was called Mr. Cheese when he
Mr.
was a baby.
Cheese.
Mr. Cheese.
Big Cheese.
Big Cheese.
Crazy. So, okay, so you don't consider yourself like a vegan vegan.
No.
You're like a vegan that doesn't think about it, but it just happens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just happened and now I'm just going along with it.
Yeah.
But I'm not married to it and I don't know. I think I would suggest it to somebody if they had an issue that I thought it could help. But otherwise, I am very married now to not eating meat.
To her husband.
I'm married, very married to my husband, and also to not consuming meat. I don't want to eat animals anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I applaud you. Yeah. I don't think I could be vegan.
Well, that's okay.
I mean, like, it'd be way too hard for me.
Yeah, well, and also I love, you're growing. Like you said. Both of you, so it's fine. I mean, I don't have an issue with that. If you ever feel it's the right thing to do, then you'll do it. But I think that's the stop eating meat. I think the veganism is pretty extreme.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
You know? So, I don't know.
Vegetarianism might be a better thing. Not for you, because you can't eat cheese.
Yes, exactly.
It affects you differently.
Yeah, I think to be a vegetarian would be a good thing.
Is it just like dairy products?
It's dairy, yeah.
So you could eat...
Hypothetically
speaking, you could actually eat whatever you wanted, unless it wasn't dairy products.
Exactly.
Most things have dairy, if you really think about it.
Yeah, loads of things have dairy.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being here and talking with me today.
Oh,
but
you're welcome.
Yeah, let's give a round of applause to Litzia Azario, 4-time world champion in BJJ. Thank you very much.
Let's do these end of-